Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to episode 11 of the Brian Kenny Podcast. This is insane. It is now episode 11. I can't believe. So that would mean that I have now done five weeks running on the podcast. That is amazing. They drop twice per week on Tuesday and on Saturdays. And I hope that everybody is enjoying it. I'm seeing the stats are increasing and people are subscribing and learning and listening, which is really great. And it eggs me on. It actually makes me a little bit disbelieve that this is actually happening. And I can't believe that people actually care about what I'm talking about. But hey, that's pretty amazing. But yeah, that's cool. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it going. Thanks, peeps. Lots of love. Okay, point number one today. If I'm in a bad mood, it affects my interaction with everything. So this is something that I've noticed when I was young. I was very introverted. I've only become, I would say, more extroverted in the past maybe 5 years or something like that. And beforehand, I was just completely content to be in my own space and my own environment, versus now I completely feed off the energy of others, and it pushes me to grow teams, grow MiniCorp, and grow myself, which is amazing. But I've noticed that when I'm in a bad mood, I find it very difficult to get out of that bad mood, and it affects a lot of things. It affects who's around me in a very close proximity, but it also affects how I respond to different things like emails or text messages or WhatsApps. And they can't read my face or my body language or anything. So the negative impact on what that could potentially mean to somebody who gets a message from me is really bad. So I want to focus just a little bit on just being mindful of that. And also, you know, maybe I could wait for an hour or two before I reply to that text message or before I send my email. So there's a lot of ways I could deal with this, and I just need to be aware of it and to cop on to myself, as they say. Okay, point number two. By cutting out drinking, I've become a better human, which is so true. I probably talked about drinking on this podcast far too much, but growing up in Ireland, drinking is a big part of society. It's a big part of life. A lot of people think that when you go to let the hair down, or if you want to have a nice chat with somebody in a, let's say, a non-formal environment, then you tend to go to the pub and you have a couple of beers. But what really happens is that you have a good conversation for the first two or three beers. Everybody's focused on having a couple of more drinks. And so the things that you actually discuss are the actionable outcomes of what you talk about during that sesh aren't really going to be followed up on. And the overall outcome of what happens when you go for a couple of beers is just, it's not worth it compared in a balance with the hangover and the loss of money and all of the other crap that goes along with it. And what I've noticed by cutting out drinking is that I have far more depth in the conversations that I have with people. I take a lot more out of them, and I also try to follow up with people, not be a dick and promise them the world, sun, moon, and stars and not actually do it. So there's so much benefits to not drinking. I've also become a better father, I think, and a better husband, which is amazing. Getting a little bit deep on the old podcast there, but it's true. And what I've done instead is, like, I obviously want to keep my social life nice and active and really strong. And so I tend to go for dinners with people when I can. And I'm a lot more relaxed in general. Like, I'm not always kind of jumped up, ready to go, pumped and fecking, you know, just, I try to live in the moment and be a little bit more chill. And it's really working. Everything is starting to change. And it has only been, it'll be 4 weeks on Friday since I've had a beer, which is cool. Okay, point number three. MiniCorp is growing and I need to stay on top of the game. So this is, yeah, whatever's happened in the last, well, I know what's happened. I've started to produce more content. I've started to talk to people. I've started to put MiniCorp out there. And people are reacting like crazy. It's amazing. Everybody's, you know, the amount of new clients or prospects that have come into MiniCorp has grown like crazy, which is amazing. But it scares me a little. Like, the team is growing. I'm trying to hire another engineer at the moment. And I worry that at the moment I could be in a high growth spurt. And what will happen in January or February is that it will tail off. And then I have this big, huge wage bill and maybe no work to go along with it. And so, like, I've obviously tried to protect the company as much as I can, grow the cash flow, grow the money in the bank so that when there are those negative months that you can balance it out a little bit in equilibrium. But it, like, it worries you. Like, every time you hire somebody, you're like, you're completely happy and content because you're going, the team has gotten that one extra stronger. But at the same time, you're the little devil on your shoulders going, yeah, but L wage bill is coming along too. So be careful, strategize. And I think, I don't know, for me, it's just when things hit my inbox, when there's work to be done, do the feckin' work and good things will happen. So yeah, I'm excited by it, but I just need to stay on top of my stuff. Okay, point number four. I care too much about what people think. And yeah, so a lot of people kind of go, I don't care what people think. And I think the people that actually say that do care what people think. You know what I mean? Like, it's a bit of a false or a fallacy, I think. The reason that I say I think I care too much about what people think is that, like, when I was traveling to London today, I was on the train or on, I don't know, I was on the airplane and popped out my phone, started playing on my phone, and I could see that the guy beside me was kind of looking at what I was doing. And then I started to wonder, I wonder if he thinks that I'm, like, a really young business person or what he thinks of me. And, you know, like, there, it doesn't really become a thought, but I'm thinking of it in the back of my mind. Like, even when I got on the train, and I tend to move out of the way for everybody because I want to have good manners. But at the same time, I'm always wondering what they think of me or what, you know. I don't know. I think I'm just too feckin' worried about that stuff. I need to stop and I need to just get on with my stuff and to care. I think I should care about what people think. The people that I care about in my life, I should care about what they think. And F everyone else. That sounds like a deal. Okay, yeah, so that is the final point. I hope everyone is loving the podcast. I am definitely loving it as well. And yeah, onwards and upwards, yo. Thanks a million for listening.